KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time for the fish report here on KSDP. We've got no new harvest numbers for the Alaska Peninsula as fishing was closed, but we do have updates for the Bristol Bay area as well as Kodiak, as well as escapement for the Alaska Peninsula. Let's start with the fish report for the in-harvest summaries from Bristol Bay for the 19th of June, 2025. Yesterday, a total of 81,000 sockeye were harvested. Cumulative total is now 313,000 to date. Ugashik had 25,000 for a total of 94,000. Egigik, 48,000 for a total of 182,000. Naknik, 6,000 for a total of 34,000. And Togiak with 1,000 for a total of 1,700. If we're going back into the way back machine, looking at this time last year, we can see that by this time in 2024, there had only been 30,000 sockeye harvested, so they are ahead of this time last year. Moving over to the Alaska Peninsula Weir Report. Yesterday, there was a total of 10,500 sockeye up the Chignik system for a total of 110,000 to date, doubling any year prior or post 2017. Nelson had 11,000 fish go up the weir for a total of 34,000, which is now six times larger than the nearest year in the last 10. 1,700 in the Bear River for a total of 7,800 to date, putting in a nice middle upper range. Illinois River with 141 for a total of 11,000, putting in the mid range. And Orzinski had 320 fish up the weir yesterday. They're now at 500 to date, which is about 500 more than the last 10 years. Illyuk had no new fish. They're at 23. The Kodiak management area, they had a total of 1,900 fish harvested yesterday on the 19th of June. That was 173 sockeye. They're at 36,000 to date. 1,700 chum for a total of 61,000. So nearly a 2-to-1 ratio there for chum to sockeye over in the Kodiak management area. And that will do it for now for the fish report. Stay tuned for more great programming coming up right now on KSDP.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, gale warning today. Today, east winds 35 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Tonight, east winds 30 knots, becoming south 20 after midnight, seas 10 feet. And Saturday, south winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, east winds 30 knots, becoming southeast 20 in the afternoon, seas 10 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 9 feet with rain. And Saturday, south winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Saturday. Today, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. And Saturday, south winds 25 knots, seas 11 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, gale warning today. Today, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. And Saturday, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through Saturday. Today, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 4 feet. And Saturday, south winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, showers, mainly before 1 p.m. Highs near 48. South winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 25. Tonight, showers likely mainly between 7 and 10 p.m., then rain after 10 p.m. Lows around 46. Southeast winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. And Saturday, showers likely mainly before 10 a.m. Mostly cloudy with highs near 49. South winds around 15 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Pop-Off Island. There was a low tide at 4:52 a.m. at 9 inches, a high at 10:52 a.m. at 4 feet 4 inches, a low at 3:56 p.m. at 1 foot 11 inches, and a high tonight at 10:37 at 7 feet 2 inches. Your sun rose at 6 o'clock this morning, and your sun will set at 11:27, giving us 17 hours and 27 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSTP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Welcome to the Bering Sea Barometer, KUCB's weekly update on fisheries in the region. It's Friday, June 20th, 2025. Happy summer solstice. Today is the longest day of the year, and for your host, Captain Pete Nathan, that means more time to work on the boat. Meanwhile, the halibut are hard to catch this season, but the price is looking good. And where are the salmon at? Well, so far, they're hesitant to show up, but maybe it's still early in the season? That and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Bering Sea Barometer is made possible by the Marine Exchange of Alaska, a nonprofit organization specializing in maritime domain awareness and sea traffic management through vessel tracking, real-time web-based environmental reports, and VHF distress communications. Our 24/7 Maritime Operations Center is listing beyond the range of the Coast Guard. You can learn more at mxak.org. And by Aleutian Expediters, offering storage solutions for all gear types and shoreside logistics for the fishing fleet of Dutch Harbor. Warehouse storage, outdoor yard storage, expediting services including mail and freight consolidation and delivery. Aleutian Expediters has the capacity to be a one-stop shop for the fleet's needs in Dutch Harbor and is a proud supporter of KUCB and Bering Sea Barometer.
Good afternoon on Alaska. It's June 20th, 2025, 171st day of the year. We've got 194 remaining. We're not quite to that halfway mark. The moon phase today, waning crescent, 28% of the moon illuminated and getting smaller. June 20th, the solstice today. We're here in Alaska. Today we are actually broadcasting from the shipyard in Kodiak, Alaska. So we are a little farther north than you might be in Unalaska. And for our listeners outside of Alaska, you're probably curious, how much daylight are you getting? Well, I looked it up. Civil twilight. Are you familiar with that term? Civil twilight starts at 12:27 a.m. and again at 3:53 a.m. So let's call it, gets dark at 1 a.m. and gets light at 3:30 a.m. It's the solstice. It's time, and yes, as I said, we are in the shipyard, the necessary evil of boat operations. Nobody looks forward to shipyard work. Everybody wants to go out and catch fish and make money, but everybody wants to help save the earth, and no one wants to help mom do the dishes. So it's got to be done. Grinding, painting, we got lifted out. This boat did not get a bath last year. And even though you can keep a boat moving through the water most of the year, there's a lot of marine life down there that will just cling to your vessel. Barnacles in an impressive amount. White barnacles. Took us 6 hours of pressure washing with two machines. So that's 12 man hours just to get the bottom of the boat clean. And it resulted in about... Well, we call them tanner totes, but big fish totes full of barnacles, three of them we collected, at least three, then maybe a little more. Somebody asked, what do you do with all those barnacles? And I was joking and said, they're a highly sought after product for the commercial cosmetic industry. But I don't know what they did with them. We scooped them. We were asked to scoop them up into the totes, and the shipyard would do away with them. By 8 o'clock at night, we weren't asking questions, just happy to be done pressure washing. So here we are. What they call on the hard is another term. If you're not in the marine industry, on the hard means you're up on the beach. We are not afloat anymore. We're on the hard. But anyway, well, enough of that. Let's look at the weather. What's the weather doing? This is about the only time the fishermen pay attention to the precipitation, because we want to get some paint on the boat. Paint and water don't mix. Although somebody once told me that paint's mostly water, so it doesn't matter if you paint in the rain, but we like to have sunny weather for painting. Pulling up the Windy app here, it looks like it's mostly southerly weather out there in the western Alaska region. A little gusty. Nothing too major, just kind of annoying enough. And that marches up the peninsula. Yeah, southerly gusts today. That one moves through. But the salmon fleets are out there. A little bit of wind is a lot for a small boat. So what's that going to do to the fish? The salmon fishermen like to hypothesize that certain wind directions are better for fish. The big one coming up is Bristol Bay. Southerly winds, it's more of kind of a southeast, a southwest. If you think that wind's going to blow fish into your region, you'd want a southwest, I would think. But maybe they'll just go all to the, looks like that wind would push fish right to the Nooshigak district. So it's about time for that to be happening. I don't think they've had a big wide open opener yet up there in Bristol Bay as of today, but everybody's real excited. There's rumors that the fish are showing up early, and everybody's getting ready to go. Well, it's the 20th of June. It's time. If you're not ready by now, well, hurry up. But the fishing out in the Alaska Peninsula, by all reports, has been very slow. And as we look at it here, all the salmon fishing thus far has been very slow. It's June 20th. Was talking to a salmon fisherman today. Typically June is the sockeye salmon harvest into July, early July. And the old question came up, how long can you still say that, oh, it's still early? The fish aren't here yet. It's still early. Well, here we are. It's the 20th of June. We don't know the answer to that question. We'll get to the numbers later, but the numbers so far are not impressive. So I skipped last week on the report. If you're an avid listener, I'm sorry. Couldn't make it. I called ahead and thought I was going to be in the shipyard last week being busy. But that didn't happen, as the boats were behind schedule and the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. I looked that up. Where was that from? That famous quote, the best laid plans of mice and men. You'd think it was John Steinbeck's book of Mice and Men, but no, he took that from the Scottish poet Robert Burns. He had a poem called To a Mouse. Robert Burns from Scotland didn't live very long, 1759 to 1796, didn't make 40 years, born in Alloway and died in Dumfries, Scotland. But that's where that line comes from. His poem, To a Mouse, talks about a farmer with his plow running over a mouse's nest. Anyway, we didn't make it to the shipyard on time. Everything this year seems to be get behind schedule for everybody. We got to get the boats ready. Everything's up against the last minute, and there's lots of daylight. You can get all the work done. Got to be prepared. You want to ship something to Alaska, don't expect it tomorrow. You're waiting on a critical part. Got a friend over here, been waiting on some parts for 3 weeks. And that turns into missing a fishing season, potentially. So let's look at some of these numbers. We've got salmon fishing underway in several regions of the state, but really not a lot being caught. Over in the Copper River District, what was supposed to be upwards of 2 million sockeye harvested, I think they are clocking in right now at 300,000 fish here on the 20th of July. Now there's some management dispute going on there. They can't fish as much as they want to or would like to, and they can't fish where they would like to. That's all based on king salmon conservation. I have a hypothesis that the two big topics of this salmon season ahead of us are going to be king salmon conservation and the dock price, neither of which anybody really has any control over. The Cook Inlet has had some fish being caught. They're on the board here at 12,000 sockeye so far. Now, as I look through the reporting, the numbers for the salmon fishery come from the Department of Fish and Game State Managed Fishery. But there's been a long rule, if there's not more than three processors involved in taking the fish, that the numbers remain confidential. Now, with all the consolidation, mostly with the company Silver Bay Seafoods, a lot of areas don't have three processors taking fish. So some numbers that would be historically reported are now not and remain confidential. Between that and the Doge cuts to the NOAA that reports the federal numbers, this is all getting kind of unreliable. But I'll give you what I got. Onto the Prince William Sound total, like I said, the sockeyes, okay, 324,000 sockeyes, and chum salmon is 610,000. So they've caught twice as many chums as they have sockeyes. I don't know what to say about that. I'll have to check in with some Copper River fishermen, see what, but it's not good. Like I said, they're supposed to be have a good year on the sockeyes, and 324 at this time is not great. Bristol Bay doesn't have any numbers on the board yet. I think that's just getting rolling. It's all rumors at this point. I did have a friend call me last week who was on his way to Bristol Bay with his vessel. We've talked about before the shortcut between Homer and Naknek. You've got to go across Cook Inlet, and then you get to a little bay over there. They pick your boat up on a semi-trailer, give you a little portage across a bridge through the mountains, and then drop you off. Well, everybody's concern is always, is there going to be enough water? Then you got to cruise all the way down the river. I think it's the Quijack River, Lake Iliamna. Quijack River dumps you out into Bristol Bay. If you look at a map, look how you get from Homer to Naknek. Instead of going around the Alaska Peninsula, you can take this shortcut, but you got to get a portage and you got to go down this river that might not have enough water to keep your boat afloat. And there was a lack of snowfall this winter, so people were concerned about the river level, and that, according to a friend of mine, became a real concern once his boat was not afloat anymore. Sounded like it was pretty skinny there. Had to really give her the throttle and dig a ditch and keep it going. He was going to call somebody to help get towed, and that guy was going to call him to help get towed. Sound like everybody's made it so far, but at the expense of your propeller. That's the report on the portage to Bristol Bay. A little skinny this year. No fish reported from Fish and Game on the Bristol Bay fishery. Westward region, that would be the Alaska Peninsula. Now we've got some seining going on and gill netting around False Pass, King Cove, Sand Point. But from anecdotal reports and the official Fish and Game reports here, Alaska Peninsula total, we would be looking for sockeyes at this time of year. They record in at 199,000 sockeyes right now. That may sound like a lot, but it is relatively not a lot. Not a good start to the Area M fishery. Chignik, nothing reported. Aleutian Islands, no. It'll keep going down southeast Alaska. Nothing happening there. And Kodiak, not even on the board. So, salmon season is underway, but it's still early, I guess you could say. Waiting for the pinks to show up. Nothing happening right now. What's been happening with the pollock fishery that got underway here on June 10th? Well, let me pull up those numbers. That would be under the Bering Sea, Aleutian Islands, groundfish. And we've got to look up the annual catch report. So, the pollock last week. Looks like we're back on the board here after a quiet couple months. The inshore fleet records 11,325 metric tons. Catcher processors, almost the same, 11,726 metric tons. The mothership fleet, 1,854 metric tons. This is out in the Bering Sea. What else has been happening out there in terms of fishing? We've probably still got the Amendment 80 fleet targeting yellowfin sole. That looks like that's the biggest one at 1,158 metric tons. Arrow 2 flounder sticks out at 455 metric tons. Kamchatka flounder 183, northern rockfish 122, other flatfish 126. The Pacific cod freezer longliners, they usually keep it pretty steady throughout the year. This seems a little slow. 1,093 metric tons. They're usually around that 1,300 to 1,500 mark. Now look west to the Aleutian Islands. Looks like that's jumped up a bit. Big ones there at Kamakral. 968 metric tons of Atka mackerel in the Eastern District and 789 in the Central District. Pacific Ocean perch has been pretty quiet this year, 390 metric tons out in the Aleutian Islands this week. Let's see if anything else sticks out on the record board here. I guess they're catching some Pacific Ocean perch in the Bering Sea, 306 metric tons. And that's about it. The total for the week for the Bering Sea Aleutian Islands region, 32,752 metric tons. That's a big jump up. That's all thanks to that pollock bee season back in action. Where are those guys fishing? I saw a lot of them were up what's called the breadline, Unimak Island, and another good portion of the fleet was way to the northwest of the Pribilof Islands there. That seems to be kind of normal for the summertime fishery. Either get to fish close to town or you got to make the long hike up the hill to the Pribilofs. Now, what about the halibut and black cod fisheries? Well, the prices are good and they should stay steady or get better, as a lot of the halibut and black cod boats will be switching to the salmon fisheries now. Let's look at the weekly landings, starting with halibut. Looks like it has kind of been dropping here in the summertime, but we will see. We can accredit that to less effort. 2 weeks ago, 463,000 pounds. Last week, 354,000 pounds. This week, 229,000 pounds of halibut across the dock. Maybe we'll see a similar trend with black cod, I would expect. Yes, last 2 weeks were steady, right at 1 million pounds a week. And this week, 394,000 pounds of black cod harvested. Where do we stand in terms of the quota for the year? We've got 13.1 million pounds of halibut to catch statewide. 4.6 million of that has been harvested, 35%. And 32% of the black cod's been harvested. Almost 20 million pounds of the 61 million pound quota. Now, word on the docks is the halibut price is just going up and up and up, kind of atypical for a regular season, but the supply has been going down. They're getting harder to catch. Big deliveries this year are what you used to catch in a big day last year. So the halibut are hard to catch. The price is good. Creeping up towards $10 a pound, it sounds like. Well, maybe not 10, but over $9 a pound for the big fish. And Homer was the verified dock price. And so the halibut fishermen are excited about that, but they're not excited about the scratchy fishing. Okay, what's going on in the news this week? Well, the fishermen don't have time for news right now. You're either out fishing or scrambling to get there. In our case, we're scrambling to get there. Our next gig will be tendering salmon in Prince William Sound. We've got to get our projects done here. We're on schedule, but going in the shipyard is notorious for getting behind schedule. Luckily, no unforeseen projects here. I guess the talk around has been this spring, the consolidation of Silver Bay and Ocean Beauty Icicle Seafoods, how that's going to shake out. There was a nice press release interview from one of the Silver Bay executives. I think it was the Petersburg radio station. Is it KFSK? I can't remember, but basically Silver Bay has overtaken Icicle. It's all going to be called Silver Bay now. The wheels were already in motion before the season started, so they already have their tender contract signed. Won't look a lot different this year in terms of operation, maybe. Who knows? We're going to find out when we get there. Everybody's in the same pond. So, what else is in the news? Where's the fish at, I guess, is the big news. When are they going to be here? Is this Bristol Bay run going to be early? Is it going to be late? What's the final price going to be? It's all speculation at this point. We've got some starting prices. Not great, not terrible. What's the salmon market going to do? Don't know. It's just kind of how it goes every year. We'll find out as it goes along and get ready and hold on and enjoy the ride. But we've got nice sunny weather here today in Kodiak. Was able to put down my grinder and record this for you. But got to get back to the paintbrush, and we will check with you next week. Thanks for listening. and Wish for Fish.
That was the Bering Sea Barometer, KUCB's weekly update on fisheries in the region, with your host, Captain Pete Naden. Tune in to KUCB 89.7 FM next Friday at noon and 5 o'clock to hear next week's episode. You can also stream all episodes from our website at kucb.org. Additional production support for this program is provided by KUCB. I'm Maggie Nelson. Thanks for tuning in and have a great weekend.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an administrative assistant. The City of Sandpoint is hiring a part-time pull-tab sales assistant and a mechanic. The King Cove Department of Public and Safety is looking to hire a certified police officer. Interested applicants can contact the King Cove PD at 907-497-2210. APIA is hiring an ICWA caseworker in Sandpoint and a lead Head Start teacher in King Cove. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. Today is June 20th, 2025. Happy birthday to Oscar Wilson Sr., happy birthday to DJ Marine, and happy birthday to our very own Seawolf, Elena Mack. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, how do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned. And while Lennon read a book on Marx, a quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter. 8 miles high and falling fast, it landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume while the sergeants played a marching tune. Singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee,
Jack Flash sat on a candlestick, 'cause fire is the devil's only friend. Oh, and as I watched him on the stage, my hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. Met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died, and they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Oh, forever by my side. Hey, you're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Smile for everyone I meet. long as you don't tie dragon.